ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कांटो 7 चैप्टर नंबर 1 एंड टेक्स्ट नंबर 12। द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड इज इक्वल टू एवरीवन। This is an important subject matter in our devotional service. Yah eshah rajan api kalah ishita sattvam sura anikam एध्ययति अतः तत्प्रत्यनीकान् असुरान् सुरप्रियः राजः तमक्षान् राजः तमक्षान् तमस्कान् तमस्कान् प्रमीनोति उरुस्रवाहा। यह एष राजन् अपि काल ईशिता सत्वं सुरानीकमि वैद्यद्यत्यतः तत्प्रत्यनीकान् सुरान् सुरप्रियो रजस्तमस्कान् ग्रमिणोत्युस्रवाः। यः एष राजन्नपि काल ईशिता सत्वं सुरानीकमि वैद्यद्यत्यतः तत्प्रत्यनीकान् सुरान् सुरप्रियो रजस्तमस्कान् प्रमिणोस् उत्युस्रवाः। यः एष राजन्नपि काल ईशिता सत्वं सुरानीकमि वैद्ययस्त्यतः तत्प्रत्यनीकान् सुरान् सुरप्रियो रजस्तमस्कान् प्रमिणोत्युश्रुश्रवाः। यः विच एषः दिस् राजन् ओ किङ् अपि इवन् कालः टैम् इशिता द सुप्रीम् लोर्ड् सत्वम् The mode of goodness, Sura, Anikam, number of demigods, Eva, certainly, Edhyati, causes the to increase, Ataha, hence, Tat Pratyanikan. Inimical to them, Asuran, the demigods, sorry, the demons, Sura Priyaha, being the friends of the demigods, Rajaha, Tamaskan, covered by passion and ignorance, Praminoti, destroys, Urushravaha, whose glories are widespread. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O King, This time factor enhances the sattva guna. Thus, although the Supreme Lord is the controller, he favors the demigods who are mostly situated in sattva guna. Then the demons who are influenced by tamoguna are annihilated. The Supreme Lord induces the time factor to act in different ways, but he is never partial. Rather, his activities are glorious, therefore he is called Urushrava. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter 29th verse, Samoham sarva bhuteshu na me dveshyo asti na priyaha. I envy no one, nor I am partial to anyone. I am equal to all. The Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be partial. He is always equal to everyone. Therefore, when the demigods are favored and the demons are killed, this is not his partiality, but the influence of the time factor. A good example in this regard is that an electrician connects both a heater and a cooler to the same electrical energy. The cause of the heating and cooling is the electrician's manipulation of the electrical energy according to his desire. But factually, the electrician has nothing to do with the causing heat or cold, nor with the enjoyment or suffering that results. There have been many historical incidents in which the Lord killed a demon, but the demon attained a higher position by the mercy of the Lord. Putana is an example. Putana's purpose was to kill Krishna. Aho bakiyam stanakalakutam. She approached the house of Nanda Maharaj with the purpose of killing Krishna by smearing poison on her breast. Yet when she was killed, she attained a highest position, achieving the status of Krishna's mother. Krishna is so kind and impartial that because he sucked Putana's breast, he immediately accepted her as his mother. This superfluous activity of killing Putana did not diminish the Lord's impartiality. He is Suridam Sarvabhutanam, the friend of everyone. Therefore, partiality cannot apply to the character of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who always maintains his position as the Supreme Controller. The Lord killed Putana as an enemy, but because he is being the Supreme Controller, she attained an exalted position as his mother. Srila Madhva Muni therefore remarks, Kale kala vishaye pishita dehadi karanatvat surak nikan eva sthitam sattvam. Ordinarily, a murderer is hanged. And in the Manu Samhita, it is said that a king bestows mercy upon the murderer by killing him, thus saving him from various kinds of suffering. Because of his sinful activities, such a murderer is killed by the mercy of the king. Krishna, the supreme judge, deals with the matter in similar way because he is the supreme controller. The conclusion, therefore, is that the Lord is always impartial and always very kind to all living entities. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militanjena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanatamsha ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ ದೀನ ಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮಸ್ತುತೆ ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗೀ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೆ ವಾಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯ ಏವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ನಮ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪೃಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶ ತಾರಿಣೆ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ್ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಜಯ ಯ ಏಷ ರಾಜರ್ಷಿ ಕಾಲ ಇಷಿತ ಸತ್ವಂ ಸುರಾನೇಕಂ ಅವಿವೈದ್ಯತಸ್ತ್ಯತ ತತ್ಪ್ರತ್ಯನಿಕಾನ ಸುರಾನ್ ಸುರಪ್ರಿಯೋ ರಜಸ್ತಮಸ್ಕಾನ್ ಪ್ರಮೀಣೋ ಉತ್ಯುರುಶ್ರವಾಹ. ದ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಈಸ್ ಓ ಕಿಂಗ್, ದಿಸ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟರ್ ಎನ್ಹ್ಯಾನ್ಸಿಸ್ ದ ಸತ್ವಗುಣ. Thus, although the Supreme Lord is the controller, He favors the demigods who are mostly situated in Sattva-guna. Then the demons who are influenced by Tamo-guna are annihilated. The Supreme Lord induces the time factor to act in different ways, but He is never partial. Rather, His activities are glorious, therefore He is called Urushrava. In the previous verse, besides the three modes of material nature, mode of goodness, passion and ignorance, they are controlling everyone's activity. But because Krishna is the creator of the three modes of material nature, he is not influenced by them. But yet, he set on himself as a time factor to control the material nature through the three modes. So everything is rotating one after another. But the duration of sattva gun, rajagun and tamo gun may vary according to the time factor. Higher circles and the concentric circles very near to the center. Everyone has a lifespan. If you go on the higher status of material existence, you have a mode of goodness predominant, and just like demigods, and they have a very long lifespan. They are almost like Amara, you know. But now Brahma's lifespan also finishes. But according to the modes of material nature, the time factor also helps. Time factor, who is Krishna, may give more opportunity to be Krishna conscious and more of goodness. So their lifespan is expanded. Those who are in more of ignorance, they are destroying nature and they call their destruction upon themselves. So again, and the time factor may not favor him. But we do not involve Lord Krishna. He is impartial. The Creator has created the whole material world in which the living entities are coming in the contact of the three modes. They may choose to be in mode of goodness or mode of ignorance. Karanam guna sangasya sada sadyoni janmashu. Krishna says that the living entity as a purusha, he comes into contact of material nature. But actually he comes in contact of the three gunas first. Purusha prakruti sthopi bhungte prakruti jan guna. Actually, he is interacting with the three modes of material nature throughout his life. We call it karma bandhan. Why? Because it's passionate nature. It is going to bind you. So the three modes are the ruling factor in the material world. And Krishna as a time factor, you know, he may choose to enhance and empower the demigods with long life as well as the ruling power. So the principles of religion can be maintained. But the demons who are envious in the mode of ignorance, even though they acquire by hook or crook so much material power, even though they do not deserve, yet sometimes they overpower demigods. They overpower demigods. Hiranyakashipu is going to be his story. But actually, he is part and parcel of Lord Krishna. At the same time, he was his devotee serving him in Vaikuntha with all the four kinds of liberation he had. But yet, they chose to be in mode of ignorance to become demon. Krishna does not take anybody's independence away. But this is also in reciprocation to know Lord Krishna's mood. The devotees are automatically acting in spontaneous devotional service. So actually, their reason, when four Kumaras cursed them, that you do not deserve, these are not the qualities of the devotee, better go and become demon in the material world. So they were cursed. Curse and blessings, they are equal in spiritual life. Only in material life we try to get justice, but we fail because Krishna is the ultimate controller. He knows what is the best for his devotee, so he may not do. So those who are dedicated, and their life is controversial by material standard, do not misjudge them. Vaishnavere kriya mudra vijnanaya pujiya. Vaishnava means he is on the transcendental platform, but he acts in front of us as if he is acting in the influence of the three modes of material nature. But now, never try to estimate through a material distinction through the three modes of material nature. Everything is in service of Krishna, so that position is completely different. For a devotee, he is not coming under the influence of partiality. Krishna says, no, I'm not partial to anybody, I'm impartial. Samoham sarva bhuteshu na dveshti na priyosi. But ye bhajanti tu mam bhaktya te api te chashvaham. But one who worships me, one who is my devotee, I am disposed to him only. Because I reciprocate. To become a partial on somebody and not on other, it means it's the duality. It's a duality. You favor only him and not me. It creates nothing but friction. But that is a material vision. You can't blame Krishna. Look, Krishna. You are supposed to be impartial. Why me? Why am I suffering? Why me? There are a lot of questions come. When somebody gets some reverses, Krishna, I worshipped you all my life.
And now you are making me suffer.
No, Krishna is impartial. Why would you blame Krishna? You do not understand the transcendental nature. You are a devotee. You are supposed to. So this distinction is very important factor to understand in our devotional life. So Krishna says, I'm partial to my devotee, but I'm impartial to the karmis, or those who are acting under the influence of three modes of material nature. I'm impartial. But at the same time, I favor my devotees because I have to reciprocate there. For those who are indulging in karma, Maya has to reciprocate. Right? But in matter of devotional service, Krishna says, I have to reciprocate. So, the partiality in material nature is the law of material nature. Of course, it is desired by Lord Krishna that this nature should be of opposing nature than him. Right? It's just to make us understand. Otherwise, Brahma Bhuvanan Loka Pundaravartino Arjuna. Those who are resorting to the effect of the three modes of material nature, they come from the lower planets, rise them up to the highest planet, and again they come down. They are repeating, the repeated birth and death is called samsara, where people have only a vision of partiality. They themselves are partial, and they blame Krishna for his partiality with the devotees. So this is another way to exhibit enviousness on the devotees. But at the same time, a devotee who is getting some reverses, he takes a full responsibility, won't blame Krishna, rather he will congratulate Krishna. Tatte anukampam su samikshramana bunjanam evatma kritam vipakam radvaga vapurvi vidadam namaste jivet se mukti padesadaya bhak. A devotee becomes qualified to get liberated if he develops the vision of Krishna's impartiality. Then, yes, I have this body, I might have done so many bad karmas, so vipakam means the effect of the bad karmas I am receiving now. But Krishna, thank you very much. Otherwise, all this 8.4 million species of life I have, you know, gone through, how much vipakam I might have accumulated. Now you are giving me little token, otherwise accumulated karma would be very much difficult. So Krishna, you are very kind to your devotees, that you are giving me little token. Otherwise, the entire material world is dukkhalayam ashashvatam. Even the temporary, however we may live, but it is filled of miseries. So a devotee, knowing this, that Krishna is impartial, he is doing me favor by giving me this much miseries. Let me tolerate. This attitude of the devotee makes him qualified to get liberated. Those who complain in even after initiation, better watch. That person is not qualified to be liberated. He will be entangled more. Never complain. You may raise your voice, but never complain. Alright? Let it happen. Krishna is the best is impartial. And within the devotees, if something happens, we may have right to give our opinion to them. But if it is happening through the time factor, then time factor helps to increase more of goodness. Demigods are thus being benefited, so they become more powerful, they are more long-lived, and the material nature can be preserved better. Otherwise, demons are going to destroy. So, as if the time factor is partial to the demigods. No. It's Krishna's arrangement that in the mode of goodness, the longevity is increased. That is the effect. People may like to live long, but they can't increase their lifespan by spending millions of dollars, because their mode is not. Yuktahara viharascha, yukta chesta sukarmashu, yukta swapnava bodhasya, yogo bhavati dukkha. A person, even in his physics, is always in union or connection with the Supreme Lord and his arrangement. So, for him, this connecting process, even in the physical existence, become painless. Painless. He does not suffer. Otherwise, people suffer simply by fear, because of ignorance, means mode of ignorance is prevalent in them. They suffer more. See, take two persons, they are the same disease, same nature, almost identical, but one who is a devotee and another who is not, whose suffering will be more? Whose suffering will be more? So we see the influence of mode of goodness. Those who are in mode of goodness, they are more resilient, what we call. More tolerating. Those who are in mode of ignorance, they go to court and fight. Resiliency is there, you know. But if it is something of, you know, higher cause, and Prabhupada's desire is the highest cause, we must act accordingly. You know, that's a different nature. Srila Prabhupada is telling in this particular verse that the Lord is all merciful even to Putana. Putana is a demon and he is supposed to kill her. But Putana came to kill him. And in between, such activity of transcendental nature took place. It's not ordinary. She came with smearing poison on her breast, and baby Krishna has to suck the milk. That may be a customary situation still existing in Braja, you know. Other ladies, you know, become more filled with motherly affection for a beautiful child and will go and offer their milk to them. So it depends upon the relationship. But Putana came as if, you know, a person coming from Swarga, you know, like Apsara, or and to mesmerize the Brajvasis, you know, and very tactfully took the baby away from Mother Yashoda.
But Krishna is the super soul knowing in the heart of both, you know. So however one may try, but Krishna is always conscious of all the effects, and he would not come under any sway. But at the same time, motherly affection was in Putana from the previous birth of her. She was the sister of Bali Maharaj. Right? When Vamandev came to beg 3 paces of land, she saw beautiful feature of this boy. So she had motherly affection at that time. She wanted Krishna, I should have this kind of child. But as soon as Vamandev cheated, she exposed her nature of a demon and she wanted to kill him. So therefore, that killing instinct she carried in form of Putana. It means she was governed by the 3 modes of material nature. Serving Krishna with motherly affection is something else, and killing Krishna is something else. It is not service. Krishna rewarded her. He knew. By killing her, he rewarded. So if a demoness, you know, like Putana, if she is being rewarded by killing, that killing is not partial. It is impartial. Because the ultimate result should be accounted for. Killing is not important because somehow or other the body is going to die anyway under the influence of time factor or the 3 modes of material nature. It cannot exist eternally. So therefore, Krishna is impartial. He is not that he is partial and impartial at the same time. But unless and until the service attitude is rendered to him, then he becomes a devotee. That is the nature of transcendental understanding, that we should understand Krishna's nature, not Putana's nature, but Krishna's nature, that supersedes beyond mode of goodness even. That is transcendental. Śrīla Madhva Muni therefore remarks, Kale Kala Vishaye Pishita Dehadi Karanatvat Suranikam eva sthitam sattvam. Lord Krishna is increasing the effect of mode of goodness by his factor called time. But when Krishna appeared in Kurukshetra in his Virata form and Arjuna asked, "Who are you?" Then he says, Kalo aham asmi. But he says, Lokakshaya pravruddoham. I'm not going to increase the mode of goodness right now. I'm going to destroy all dynasties here. Lokakshaya pravruddoham. I am present to extinguish all dynasties. Finish it. The wholesale killing. People are simply worried about the Holocaust of Jews. But such Holocaust have happened so many times in India. In America, Europe, and the people try to understand the nature of Holocaust that was caused by Hitler. But when you compare the wholesale Holocaust in Kurukshetra, simply by Kala factor, so Krishna's nature is transcendental, and therefore he is not subjected to the effects of the three modes of material nature. We can't make him part of your plan. Rather, you have to follow his plan. A devotee doesn't want trace of even the lower modes, and he has to rise above the mode of goodness in order to attain the parasattva bhava. Parasattva is recommended to understand the nature of Krishna. Krishna's entire configuration is Vishuddha Sattva, speck pure transcendental goodness. And wherever Krishna is present, we have to create by our understanding, behavior, and interactions with others such atmosphere, so Krishna will be present. Prabhupada did it. Wherever Prabhupada went, he took Vrindavan with him. That is the nature. Brahma is telling in Brahma Samhita, Maya hi yasya jagadanda satani sute traigunya tad vishaya vedavitayamana sattvavalambi parasattvam vishuddha sattvam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. We can't worship Krishna with our lower modes of material nature. We have to rise above. It's just like Rupa Goswami is suggesting Vaidhi Bhakti and rise above to come to the point of Nishtha, the Ruchi, then Asakti Bhav Prem will naturally come and it will develop. So similarly, this our process of bhakti should be done at least on the level of sattvagun to rise above the mode of sattvagun. But our baseline, all the rules and regulations are to increase sattvagun. You know, that is a natural effect. Whatever we say, increase sattvagun. We can't promote rajogun here or tamogun. We have to take stern, steps to prevent the activities of ignorance and passionate nature. So, Prabhupada created the rules and regulations. He gave the guidelines. But the transcendental effect is that when we employ this chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That is the platform of transcendental nature, and it should increase beyond sattva-gun. Why do we chant early in the morning? because that is the effect of Sattvagun. Right? Brahma Murta is infused with Sattvagun. If devotees are idle and sleeping, you know, and rising after sunrise, they will be in mode of passion. And those who are active after sunset, they are in mode of ignorance. So chanting will become difficult during those times. Difficult on our side. The mode of ignorance and mode of passion will impose so many nasty things and become impediment in chanting. So get up early morning, chant. So see the effect of transcendental nature, and then you will naturally cultivate the habit of rising up early. So this is important, that Krishna is facilitating everyone the chance to come on the transcendental platform. Simply we have to understand his activity by which it affects us, rather than three modes of material nature which do not belong to us, they are affecting us. So that is the life of sansara or maya. We are not part of maya. We have to prevent ourselves to come out from maya. The Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hai Andhakar Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Radhika. So always chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and Maya's influence will go away. Thank you very much. Anybody has any question? Mike. Oh. It's okay.
Thank you very much for a nice concept on time. I have one question. Whether the time is there in the Vrindavan or not?
In Golok Vrindavan. Prabhupada quoted, time becomes conspicuous by its absence in Golok Vrindavan. But yet, you may see stars, sun or moon just to come and participate in Krishna's pastimes. Because after all, the entities who represent such planetary system, they increase the concentrated exchanges between the gopis. If it is enhancing, then they will be present. Not all the time, but whenever Krishna desires, like that. Otherwise, time is not a factor in eternity. But the presence of such representatives of time, like sun, moon, stars, they are simply there to increase the beauty in the atmosphere. When Krishna played his pastimes, transcendental pastimes, do you think everything became oblivious? No. Everything was completely in confluence, merging. It is important. When Krishna appeared, all the constellations were in that place, and what is that? Swati Nakshatra? Which one was that? Rohini. Rohini Nakshatra. So, what is that constellations? They came into place. They may have at different positions, but yet because Krishna was coming, they all came to serve him by putting the excellence of the zodiac. And it enhances the beauty. Otherwise, time as such by, what year is running there in Golok Vrindavan? You can't say that. What is the date today there? No. You can't calculate the date here properly. You know? How many calendars are there? Every religion has their own calendar. Everything is different. Vedic calendar is according to Krishna's pastimes. And no other calendars, you know, do. Do you know, Chinese New Year just started? And what is the year emblem? Murgi. Last year it was dog. We don't refer to those things. Which month is going on right now? Month of? After Damodar month. Oh, which month is coming? No, the name of the Lord should be there. Narayana. It should be written here. Month of. Anyway, this G-Kal, I'm not fond of it. Anyway, our aim is to remind the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the time personified himself. Any other question? You had a question. Yes. That you take the side of somebody is called partiality. You know? After all, it's a material action and we are easily, hey, what's wrong in it? You are right. So you take side of it. You show your opinion. Even though he's wrong, in the eyes of what you call rules and regulations, he should have erred, right? So you become partial or bias, what we call bias, partiality, etc. In solving any material problems, impartiality is simply a decorated word. One cannot be 100% impartial because he does not give a word of a higher nature. Just like Krishna. You are forced to take side because of your survival even. If you do not support him, you have no place. Bose is always right, they call it. But no, Guru is always right. That is impartial nature, and that gives higher values to life and imposes, you know, opportunity so he can advance. That is spiritual business. A guru cannot be partial. He has to be impartial. But that may not be in other case. But if they are spiritual beings, then they will have to live for the welfare of everyone. Sarva bhuta hite rataha. So who could be like that? Rajarshis, they were impartial. Because they were representative of Krishna. Right? The example is given here. The king has to give capital punishment to the culprit because he has done murders. So better kill him so he cannot increase his sinful activity. Actually, he is killing him to decrease his suffering, which could have been perpetual even. Otherwise, Krishna is telling, Tesham, those who are asuras, naradhaman kshipamim asrajram asurim yoni mapannam mudha janmani janmi. Krishna says that those who are naradhamas, asuras, always ready to destroy the devotees, I put them into the darkest region of hell perpetually. It's just to educate them. There is always a higher purpose behind in Krishna's activity. All right? So whatever happens to us in the material world, if we are devotees, then we have to employ this understanding for our upliftment. Because that spiritual life is real life. Other is simply temporary and it may not help us. So thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.